Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today we're talking about the future of pay-per-click advertising. And just to give you a quick rundown on my credentials for even making such a bold claim, we were pretty much the first organization to teach sophisticated use of pay-per-click advertising way back in 2000. We really started in 2001. But when we started the system seminar, we built it around pay-per-click, and of course the only game in town then was GoTo, which then changed its name so many times I can't remember, Overture, and then it became Yahoo. And of course Perry Marshall came out of our trainings, and a lot of other really great pay-per-click people. So I've been watching this pay-per-click space pretty closely, and something's come across my desk in the last, I guess it's really getting on to be a year and a half now, and I've been watching it develop. Heard about it when it was being tested. I watched some of my colleagues test it, and now I've seen my clients test it. I've looked into it quite a bit, and it's something that I wanted to bring to you. And the guy bringing it to us has some pretty stellar credentials in his own right, and I want to run them down real quick, and then I'll introduce you to him and his partner. Imagine this guy found himself at the Houston Chronicle way back in the early 90s, and that was a Hearthstone publication, and I can tell you from having been in San Francisco, where the Hearst family is based, they were really the leaders of putting newspapers online. And one of his first online job was being the guy that worked on making that happen on the sales side. So that was very early in the web world. And then he ended up at either when it was called GoTo. Then he ended up with Mark Cuban. And if anybody knows right. The amazing Mark Cuban story, Mark had a little business. Had some success, generated, I think he had about $2 million in capital, and he rolled the dice with something called Broadcast.com, and my guest, I'm going to ask him to give me the number, what was it, $7 billion that he finally sold it for?
I think it was, 6.1, 6.7, somewhere, I can't even remember now, but it's billions.
$100 million here, $100 million there, and it's just this little spare, small change, but billions. One of the great entrepreneurial success stories of the early era of the internet, and our guest was part of that. And then he went over to was it Overture then at that time, or was it called GoTo?
It was still actually from there. I went to Yahoo.
Oh, you went to Yahoo. Okay, and then Yahoo acquired Overture.
Well, I actually left Yahoo and went to GoTo after that, and then it became Overture. And anyways, then they acquired us back. So two times, with the Broadcast.com and with Overture, we were acquired by Yahoo both times.
So you guys are getting the sense that our guest has been around the block a few times, and has been pretty deep in the pay-per-click space. So let me introduce you to him and his partner as well, David Antley. Welcome, David. Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
And
it's great to be here.
It's great to have you. It's great to meet another old timer. There really aren't that many people around that can say they've been in the business since the early 90s continuously. You really can count them on the fingers of one hand almost. And I also want you to introduce you to David's partner, Scott Godown. Scott, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Ken, for having us.
Yeah. So let me talk about what these guys come up with, and it's pretty amazing. As anybody that's worked with Google and AdWords knows, it is a marvelous lead generation tool. It's been the basis of many, many, many successful businesses. And there are all kinds of agencies and service bureaus that you can go to once you get certain critical mass with your account and, avail yourself to some really talented people. And there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of genius is a strong word, but there's a lot of really smart, smart guys in this field. But one of the things that anybody that gets involved in AdWords discovers right away is that it is labor-intensive. In fact, it's so labor-intensive that it's really impossible for human beings to keep up. Things are always changing. Bidding is always changing. Demand is always changing. Response rates are changing. Things are just in constant flux. And yes, you could be super bright, and yes, you could put 24/7 into it. You could even have a team of guys putting 24/7 into it. But in my estimation, once your campaign reaches a certain critical mass, you just can't humanly keep up. So what you really need is some kind of machine assist. For some reason, I'm kind of reminded of the old story of John Henry, who was driving rails. You know, he was a railroad worker. He was building the rails by hand. Hammering in the spikes, and then they got a machine that could do it, and they had a competition of who would win. And John Henry was a strong guy, and he was as good as you get, but he just couldn't keep up with the machine. And it makes sense. It makes sense. If you're going to match wits with something like the AdWords system, you're going to need something comparable that can help you keep up. And there's been a lot of talk of people trying to develop things like this over the years. A lot of promises. Some deliver pretty well, some not so well. David went out and acquired some really amazing software talent. The people who developed this program, which we're going to talk about in a second for him, have been award-winning developers for both eBay and for is it Salesforce? I'm trying to remember.
eBay, they've actually eBay and Salesforce, and I believe even AdWords. They've done some things there as well.
But I mean, they actually won, like, I forget the title, but they actually won Program of the Year for.
Oh yeah, Developer of the Year, Program of the Year. They've won it several times with eBay on numerous occasions. I can't even remember all the types of awards they've won, but they were like Developers of the Year, like a couple of years in a row for eBay with a really impressive e-commerce platform that they had developed and raised some significant venture capital to fund, and still an incredible platform to this day, very innovative.
Let's just think about the firepower there. How many people are developing for Salesforce? How many people are developing for eBay? And to win, Developer of the Year, Program of the Year, several times on both those platforms, we're talking about pretty extraordinary programming talent. So these guys set themselves to the challenge of how can we get a machine to manage and optimize AdWords accounts. Now, let me say right away, you got to have an account, and the account's got to be making money, and it has to be operating at a certain level. It can't create a business out of thin air. But if you're at the position where you are personally handling your AdWords buys and you're doing all the tracking and all the monitoring and all the adjusting, if you're at that place, this service is something that you absolutely have to look at. And David and Scott have made it really easy and risk-free for you to look at it and check it out. Let me tell you how I first heard about it. One of our students and now a colleague and a friend up in frigid Rochester, New York, where I'm having this cold in the winter. I'm just thinking, it's cold where I am now. I can't even imagine how cold it is up there. He was telling me about this, and it sounded space age, and it sounded almost like, wow, how could that be possible? But he thought, hey, I'll give it a try. And he took a part. He's got a lot of campaigns running. He's an affiliate marketer. He basically buys traffic and then redirects it and earns the difference. His income is the difference between what he spends on traffic and his affiliate commissions. And he generates over a million a year in affiliate commissions. So he clearly knows what he's doing. And so he took a campaign that he had that was, he was either breaking even or even actually losing a little bit of money. And he said, okay, guys, see what you can do with this. And he was just amazed at the results. His name, by the way, is Ben Moskal. And I'm sure, anybody that knows him, or you could even drop him a line, I don't think he'd mind. He can tell you the details of his story. So that was pretty impressive that this thing that was sort of marginal at best suddenly became profitable. And the most important part of this is that Ben was hands-off. He handed that part of his business over, that part of his lead generation activity over to the company. And next thing he knew, something that was marginal was making money. And so they tested this with a bunch of people sort of privately. I remember when Ben first told me about it, it was sort of a truly an underground thing. It wasn't advertised. It wasn't for everybody. I think quite rightly they wanted to beta test it with a lot of people with real businesses and real accounts before they rolled it out. but everybody they tried it with got great results. So where are you guys now? You've now opened it up to the public. How many accounts are you running?
Yeah, we've and it's still kind of by invite only, meaning you know, we're not shouting it from the rooftops. We want to make sure that we're careful about the clients that we bring on. But you know, right now we've 250 to 300 under management on the software, and some big names as well. I mean, like Peugeot of Europe and Scott, who are a couple of the other well-known marquees.
Apple of Europe, Citroën.
Oh, wow, so you guys picked up some great clients since the last time we talked. So Peugeot, Apple.
Yes, and mainly, you know, in the European market, which is ironic, but they've been more early adopters of this than here in the U.S. And I think it goes to the point that you had made is I think there's probably less search marketing companies servicing those markets, so more people are doing it on their own, and in that finding that they're just not as efficient as they could be. Even with a search marketing company, they're not as efficient as they really could be.
Well, and you know, and I want to make a point. I have some really good friends and good colleagues that have service bureaus, and they're good at what they do. But yeah, I want to go back to the point I made earlier: is if at a certain point, even if you've got a team of really bright, really dedicated, really on top of it human beings, trying to track and adjust, because it's not just watching everything, it's then making the adjustments and seeing what happens when you make the adjustments and tracking that and making further adjustments. It's not human.
You know,
it's one of these things that I don't think human beings can. Well, I mean, let's put it this way: they're certainly service bureaus. They're doing great work and making money for their clients. But if you want to absolutely maximize the results you're getting, you kind of need to graduate, in my opinion, or at least take a good look at graduating to a machine-based solution,
right?
Because who else can stay up 24/7 and monitor thousands and thousands and thousands of data points? I don't know human beings that can do that, no matter how bright and dedicated they are. So that's why I say this is a breakthrough in pay-per-click advertising. People have been, you know, talking about this, dreaming about this, trying to figure out how to get it done. And so when you bring together, you know, David's background, which is obviously very, very deep in e-commerce, and then the kind of programming firepower he had at his disposal to put this thing together, now we have something that's worth looking at. But now we're beyond the looking at stage because we've got, you know, over 250 clients, including some big corporate ones, which I didn't know. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's really good. And, you know, one point to what you were making, I mean, even looking at Ben, and Ben was an early adopter of this, and I've known Ben for quite some time, and, you know, Ben would spend hours and hours a day monitoring his search campaigns and to make the money that he was making. And I remember, because he was one of, for another company I was with, he was one of my affiliates, and I remember approving those commission checks going out to him. And so he was the real deal. And when this came about, I called him up and as one of the, you know, to be an early adopter. And I knew he always jumped on stuff like this, so he was a surefire candidate. So he jumps on, and, you know, within a couple of months later, he's flying out, taking me out to dinner. And I'm like, no, you're my client, you're good. And he goes, no, you don't understand, David. You don't understand how much money you've put into my pocket and how much life you've given me back. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, I spend a fraction of the time managing my search campaigns compared to what I used to spend. And now I can spend that time doing other stuff, being with my family, creating other businesses, doing other things. He's very entrepreneurial. And he said, and at the same time, those campaigns that I manage less are making me more money. He said, I've never seen anything like this, but you have literally put tens of thousands of dollars into my pocket. And he said, the least I can do is buy you lunch or dinner. I can't remember what it was, but
well,
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I'll let you.
I can testify to that because Ben, is, on the personal side, because Ben's a friend, and he's a hard worker. And if, by the way, the reason he's so successful is he is a serious, diligent, thorough guy. But he also used to be a really tired guy. I mean, you could see it sometimes that he was just, you know, he was struggling, you know, to keep up with it all. And I noticed in the last, if it has been the last year, he's lighter. He's, you know, he's always been a bright guy, but he's got a brighter lights in his eyes, and just seems more relaxed. And it makes sense because he was hunched over that machine, you know, sometimes 8-10 hours a day. They don't give this money out for nothing. The reason he earned the commissions he did and did as well as he did and does as well as he does is the diligence that he puts in. They're not handing it out for free. But now he doesn't have to personally sit there and manage everything. And I think David makes this equally important point. He's getting better results. Why is he getting better results? Because the machine can track better than a human being, no matter how smart the human being is and how willing to work the human being is. I mean, Ben is smart, and Ben's a hard worker, but he was frying himself trying to keep up with all the account management. And I can also testify to all the new stuff that he's doing. Besides having a new baby at home, he's starting new businesses. He's going in, exploring different areas of business. And this really leads to a kind of an important point, which I think everybody that's been in business for a while, knows is true. Everything's exciting when you first get started, and it's kind of a great challenge to learn how to make AdWords work. And when you start getting results, and you start getting great results, it's a rush. But you know what? After, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year of it, the thrill is gone, and it becomes a grind. And it also becomes kind of, and I get, I bet people who are in this situation are probably nodding with me. It also becomes a bit of a prison cell. I mean, you can't leave. You can't let the account lie idle. You have to be You have to watch it all the time personally. There's this notion that you can go out and hire people in the Philippines to manage your account. Good luck. Good luck
exactly.
with that one, guys.
trying to bring in somebody underneath you that understands it. I mean, even they're not incentivized the same way you are, and that's where companies that hire a search team in-house. I mean, I think that's a really good solution given the landscape. But again, I mean, how efficient are they really being? You're hiring an hourly employee, or even maybe coming up with some compensation structure to reward them. But really, are they maximizing the growth from a campaign while minimizing your cost? And really, how efficient are they? I mean, they've still got their own lives and got to go do other things. And it brings us full circle to why automation is so important.
Yep. And again, we're not taking anything away from anybody. They may be smart.
No.
They may be diligent. They may be hardworking. But at the end of the day, and again, I think this needs to be said, if you hire them, you got to manage them. It's not hiring people to take care of things for you does not mean that you no longer have to worry about that.
Yes.
You still have to manage it. And some people, it's very easy to get your AdWords into a realm where the stakes are pretty high, and the stakes are high, and mistakes are significant. So, you kind of want to, have the best possible solution that you can find. So we've talked about all the upsides of this. Let's see if we can find some downsides to it. For example, I have an account that's working, and I'm not really comfortable turning my account over, 100%, let's say, to anybody. Especially if it's some kind of deal where, hey, I've got to sign some long-term contract, or I've got to put up some big, deposit, fees to get the thing going. This is what has kept a lot of people from working with service bureaus and continuing to do it for themselves. How do you guys handle these kind of issues with people that want to test your service out? Because it's legitimate. Someone may have an AdWords campaign that is their literal bread and butter. How do they get the confidence to say, hey, take it off my hands and I'll just leave it up to you?
I think that's a very good question.
And like you said, Ken, it's legitimate. If this is somebody's bread and butter, and this is what they're banking on every month to get by, it's a very difficult thing to let go of, your child, and give it to somebody else to take care of and nurture. And we've made the process super, super easy. First off, we do a free analysis of the campaign. We call it an audit. No risk. You come in, you do an audit, we'll analyze the campaign, and we'll go over what we think we can do for you. And quite frankly, it's not 100% fit. And we like people to know that up front. We'll do the audit. We'll see if there's a fit. If there's not a fit, we're going to tell you, look, I just don't think this is going to work out, and give you some ideas on how you can grow your campaign on your own. However, if there is a fit, then we charge zero money to start using the software. So there's no upfront costs. There's no long-term contracts. You can stop using the software at any point in time. If you just don't feel comfortable, you run it for a month, you run it for 2 months, you run it for 6 months, it doesn't matter. You can quit at any time if you don't feel it's doing its job. We've really set it up to be a performance-based model. And if we don't do what we say we're going to do, if the software doesn't do what we say we're going to do, quite frankly, you shouldn't be using it.
So, for instance, let's say I have an account, and let's actually make this concrete. Where does somebody have to be? Obviously, this is, and I said this right at the beginning of the call, not for newbies. So in other words, if you don't know AdWords, you don't have an AdWords campaign that's working, this is not going to be the solution to your problem. This is for somebody that's got a campaign that's working. At what level do potential clients become interesting to you as somebody that you might be able to help financially?
We've kind of set an average, you know, having almost 300 clients running the software now. We've got a really good idea of what it takes in order for us to truly help them optimize their campaigns. And that figure is around $5,000 a month. We know if you're at around $5,000 a month in your ad spend, then chances are you've got enough conversions to make everything make sense.
Got it. And that's a number actually I hear a lot from even service bureaus. That seems to be the place where it becomes real. You know, not to say people that are, you know, have a 2,000 month spend and are making money off that aren't real, but in terms of, you know, having it passed over to a management, that's a threshold number I've heard a lot. So
we also want to make sure that people see the value, that anybody using this sees the value, and typically speaking, anything under that threshold. And, you know, I mean, we'll look at things and make a determination, but typically things under that, you don't have to spend as much time managing, and you can kind of manage on your own. And so where we really want to come in is make sure that people see the value in what we're producing for them. And that's where we've seen, you know, campaigns that have around 5,000 and up are the ones that get the most value out of this because of time savings, as well as increased conversions.
And I assume, you know, with some of the clients you named, you clearly are managing campaigns much bigger than 5,000 a month.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Without you know, revealing specific companies, can you give some numbers of some of the bigger accounts?
We've got clients that range from the $5,000 mark, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, $700,000, just over $1 million a month in their spend.
Wow. Okay. And this is another thing that I think is important. Retention. You know, people sign up with you. You know, nobody's got 100% retention, you know, but what's your retention like?
Our retention rate is between 96 and 98%.
Okay. That's a good sign. That's a pretty good sign. So I've got an account that's, you know, roughly, you know, I'm in the ballpark. I say, okay, now what? Okay, I contact, and I know, Scott, that you're the, you know, David's the guy running the ship, and Scott, you're the person that works closely with clients. So I call Scott up or I email him. What do I expect next? You mentioned that there's a free audit. Now, that's really free, right? I'm not going to find out that there's a gold audit that costs $10,000. I just want to cover every base so everybody understands what they're in for, you know? So
yeah,
a free audit
truly
is a free audit. Okay.
It is truly free. It, you know, the audit really serves, you know, more than one purpose. I mean, obviously, we want to show you if there are inefficiencies in the campaign, but we want to know as well if we're going to be able to make an impact. We don't want to enter into a relationship where we don't feel we can have a significant impact on their campaign.
What kind of things will I learn if I turn? So obviously, I've got to turn some data over to you for you to conduct the audit. What do I have to bring to you for the purposes of the audit, and what kind of output will I get? I mean, you mentioned, which I think is really important, that if you look at what I'm doing and you don't see a way that you can really contribute, you're going to let me know. And on the other side, if you do see a way that you can contribute, you're going to let me know as well. What do I have to bring to the table in terms of data, and what kind of feedback can I expect from you?
So privacy is a really big issue for us. You know, we are aware that, you know, when you're showing somebody your data, that's your bread and butter. So we have in place, the only people that see the campaign, literally see inside the campaign, are the two developers of the software. They're the ones that are conducting the audits, and they're the ones that are, navigating the software and making sure everything is working appropriately. And I think that's really important to know. So the process is incredibly simple. So we communicate, we get an idea of what you're doing online, and then I send out an invitation link. That invitation link will open up access to the service. And like David mentioned earlier, it is by invitation only. So we'll send you an invitation link. We'll conduct the audit. You'll have that audit back within 24 hours. Giving you, you know, an analysis of the campaign, what keywords are performing, what keywords are not performing, which ones should be paused, which ones should be upbid or downbid. And then what we do from there, if they choose to engage us, there's no setup fees, there's no long-term contracts. What we will do is we'll actually structure a new campaign within the client's AdWords account. So we don't touch their old campaign, we don't touch their old data. We construct a new campaign that initially, and when I say initially, you know, for the first 10 minutes of the campaign's life, it will mirror what they've got and will optimize from the new campaign.
Okay. Okay, great. And then what happens after that then?
So after that, generate
results and.
Correct. Yeah, but the software will break down the campaign in a highly granular manner, which eliminates the waste. And what we've noticed on the average of every campaign that we've looked at, including the big guys, including the Apple, including the BMW, is that there's typically between a 70% and 80% waste in people's campaigns. And so the software analyzes historic data, sets up a new campaign, optimizes from there. And really, you're bidding machine against machine. So Google's algorithm versus our algorithm, and this algorithm will adjust every day, adjust your bids either up or down. The longer you run the software, the more efficient it becomes, and the more granular it will break down your campaigns, so you know exactly where you're making money. So whether it gets into after running for a while, time of day of week, breaks it down onto those granular levels to make it more efficient.
Yeah, and this is where the machine becomes so important. Two areas that you brought up that we probably should have brought up really early in the call, but it's good that we're bringing up now, is waste. I mean, anybody that's had any dealing with AdWords campaigns knows that there's always waste, you know. And sometimes significant waste, and well, almost always significant waste. And one of the tricks, and I don't mean this in a negative sense, but one of the tricks of the legitimate AdWords gurus is just to simply reveal and show their clients and their students all the millions of ways people are throwing money away in their AdWords campaigns. And it's not uncommon, you know, for a good AdWords advisor to just instantly cut somebody's spend by 20% without affecting the profitability at all, because waste
exactly.
is just baked in. But there's this other part, and this is something that we really, I want to make sure this is clear, because this is why this is a breakthrough. The grant, I don't know if I could pronounce it, though. I understand the importance of it, not sure I can pronounce it, granularity.
Yes.
That's where the money is with Google campaigns, finding keywords, variations of keyword phrases, finding times, proper bidding, all these kinds of things. And this is where the human being and even the team of human beings just cannot keep up. So it's not so much this is a battle between your software, your guys' software and Google. It's that you're keeping up with Google's software and Google's algorithm.
Well, no, you're exactly right, and that's kind of the magic of the software. That's where it really where this really comes in. I mean, you know, being in the business as long as I have, I've always seen that human inefficiency was one of the main reasons companies were overspending for the results they were getting, and this addresses those issues. And it's not to say anything bad about the agencies, about the guys that are doing the work. I mean, honestly, they're doing the best they can. But Ken, I think when we've talked in the past, you've summed it up best. When you've talked about the evolution of things, I mean, you even look at the, how cars and how things are manufactured today. Sure, you have humans there guiding it, but now a lot of it's done by machines, and they can do it faster and more efficiently than a human can. Kind of the world we live in, but that's exactly what this software does. I mean, it doesn't sleep, it doesn't take bathroom breaks, it doesn't go to lunch. You know, it sits there optimizing your campaign when you can't, and it does it on a granular level that you would have to have reams and reams and reams of spreadsheets to figure out how to do. So, what you do is, we don't touch the old campaign, set up a new campaign, but it is a very highly granular campaign where you can know exactly what ad group or keyword is performing and exactly how it's doing. So that's where it just eliminates a lot of human inefficiency, and immediately you see a tremendous lift in your campaign. Good keywords are allowed to bid up, bad keywords are bid down. And you're getting much, much higher conversions at a much lower cost per conversion. So the net effect is huge on a business, and you're spending a fraction of the time doing it. Sorry, I get excited about it, so I had to jump in and just kind of really say, this is it. This is the secret sauce here.
I think when it comes to AdWords campaign management, it really is it. I mean, even if you could keep up with Google, which you just humanly can't, is this the way a business owner should be spending their time? You know, spending 5, 6, 7 hours a day going over, poring over spreadsheets and making adjustments. I just don't see that. I mean, you're going to have to do that as someone ramping your business up to critical mass, where it's at the point where you can turn it over to management. I mean, there's no way around that. But once you've gotten to that point, for God's sake, look into some other way to have your campaigns managed. And this, I think, has got to be at the top of your list. Is you contact Scott, the data's passed over, looked over by the developers. You're gonna get feedback. It's gonna be straightforward. Yes, we can help you. No, we can't help you. What's the next step? Let's say it's a green light, Scott, and you guys have looked over things, tested it, seen that yes, indeed, we can make this account a lot more profitable, a lot more efficient. What happens then? There's still no fee. When do I write the big check? That's what I'm waiting for. That part. There's got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. Still no fee. So basically, when you give the green light, then we will create another account or another campaign rather within your AdWords account, and you actually are the one that turns it on. So you'll go into your AdWords account, you'll log on, you'll pause your old campaign, unpause the new campaign, and we're off to the races. I think it's really important to know that everything that's being done within your AdWords account is transparent. You see exactly what the software is doing. You know, we're not hiding anything. We want you to see how granular your campaign can be structured, because there's value in that. There's value in understanding the granularity and understanding the time that you're saving by having the software do its job.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, this is kind of good marketing intelligence too, just to be able to see all this data that otherwise you might not have access to.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll, you know, I will tell you that we've had two clients that have discontinued the use of the software. And it's because they've later come back and told us it's because, well, we saw exactly what you were doing, and we figured we could pause your management, and you know, the account stays, or the campaign stays within their account. So, you know, it's theirs. We build it for them. They tried to take over the campaigns that we created for them and just couldn't manage them efficiently, and in return called us back up and said, I'm sorry, can you come back?
Well, that illustrates a couple of points. So let's say I get my free audit. It's a green light. I pause my regular campaign. We start the new campaign. And for whatever reason, it's a day later, it's a week later, it's a month later, it's a year later, and I don't know, I just don't like it. I don't like the color of your hair or something. All I have to do is say, hey, we're done. And I just flip the switch, and I'm back to my, but not only that, I'm not back to my old campaign. I'm back to the campaign you actually created for me, the new.
Absolutely.
The new...
Yeah, it's all yours. We build it for you. We want to show you the value in what we have and what we do. It's everything belongs to the client.
The beauty is you have both campaigns. So, you know, the old campaign is still there, and you also have the new campaign in the system.
Wow. Well, you know, we could talk a lot more about this, but... You know, if you're spending $5,000 or more on AdWords, you got to get this free audit. You got to talk to Scott and have them take a look at what you're doing. They may be able to help. They may not. Sounds to me like they're going to be very straightforward about that. And then you can test it. And it seems like even the testing of it is pretty risk free. The worst that can happen is you'll just get you'll learn a few pointers about how to make your campaign a whole lot more efficient. But with a 98% retention rate, I have a feeling, and then clients like Apple and BMW and other at that scale, and people spending, you know, upwards of $500,000 or more a month on their ad buys, I have a feeling the service is pretty good. So you might, you know, after doing all your due diligence and your free audit and you know, very carefully testing the results with an instant out anytime you want it, no contract, none of these deals where they're, you know, hanging on your data and you're captive. I really like that about what you're doing, that if somebody just for whatever reason wants to move on, they're free. There's no shackles. They take all their data. They take all the new material that's been generated as theirs. I think that's really the way to do things. So I'm going to just tell everybody, go to thesystemseminar.com/auto-PPC. So that's thesystemseminar.com, our domain, /auto-PPC. And you'll find information on how to just sign up and, you know, get in line for a free audit, and be in touch with Scott and get your data looked at and find out if this is something that will work for your business. I think also for people that maybe aren't ready yet, you know, maybe you're just learning AdWords or you're, you know, you're in the, your spend is maybe $2,000 or $3,000 a month. This may give you some motivation, you know, to really pour yourself into bringing your numbers up, because wow, what could be better than having an AdWords campaign that's pretty much being run by someone else for you, that is making more money than you could make on your own, so that you're not only getting free time that you can devote to other things, but you've also got more revenue for, you know, buying ads from other sources, testing things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Ken, can I jump in and say one more thing about it?
Yeah,
We've had a couple of things happen. I think even since the last time, you know, we spoke a few. Well, we spoke recently, but the last time we've done anything together, which has been about 6 months, we've had a really good track record now in Yabing, I guess we're calling it, but Bing, which is servicing Yahoo as well, so it works in Yabing both on the keyword side and on the display side. It works in Google Display as well as YouTube. So we have several clients that are running this on YouTube. And because it's all keyword driven on YouTube, the ads in YouTube, and we're planning to have Facebook done by summer. So, yeah. So we're moving in a lot of directions with this. The algorithms are fairly similar for managing these different properties, but you look at display in Google. We just crush it for display campaigns. So anybody that's running display, the way display works and does site suggestions, we can test and build a campaign quicker than anybody I've seen out there, or grow a campaign, I should say. You still want to have data in the campaign. But this is where Ben really rocked it on a few things, is he got into display, and he took a couple of campaigns that he had conversion history on, but it never hit the cost per acquisitions that he needed to, and revived two campaigns that really were underperformers into making him quite a bit of money. And these are two campaigns that were he had kind of left for dead, if you will.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you guys really have come a long way. I remember when Ben said, "Hey, there are these guys that are doing this crazy thing, you know. I'm going to try it out." And then I remember when he was so excited with the results, and then I got to meet you and find out, you know, more about it, and now you're up to nearly 300 clients and got some huge accounts running, and now you're expanding into these other pay-per-click sources. I had no idea. That really is fast, because I really the last time we spoke at length, I think you were just starting the development of that. Well, you know, I think anytime you team up somebody with really deep experience in our industry, and you know, David goes back to the absolute beginning. He's worked, you know, in some of the most important junctures in internet history. Houston Chronicle Online was a major thing for the internet when the Hearst papers went online. That was a big deal. Of course, Mark Cuban's broadcast.com will be a legend for the entire, you know, history of the internet forever. You know, the GoTo Overture breakthrough, which really changed the face of internet marketing. I mean, David's been there consistently when big things have happened in the internet world. And then you combine that with the developers on this team that you know, have multiple times won, you know, top developer for, you know, eBay and Salesforce, you know, highly competitive. I mean, how many people do you think are developing applications for eBay and Salesforce? And to come out on top several times, and that's just amazing. So, you know, David and Scott really have something. Just on that basis alone, you should be taking a look at this. But you've heard what they've had to say about how this works, and most importantly, how easy they've made it for you. There's nothing to risk. Your data is safe. And I assume there's a non-disclosure that gets signed, or some kind of agreement
there's an NDA.
Great. So you have a legal protection. You're dealing with guys that, you know, have been around for a long time, have, you know, good, great, stellar reputations. So free audit. You're going to learn something. At the worst that could happen is you're going to learn a lot of good stuff and save a lot of waste on your campaign. Best thing that can happen, and it's been happening now for nearly 300 clients and growing, is you're going to be getting significantly more revenue with a lot, I mean, you know, exponentially less effort. And there's you got to pay for this, but the pay comes out of your performance. So, and I'll leave Scott to explain that to you, you know, once you hook up with them. But basically, it's a very, very fair deal. The more you make, the more you have to spend to make this thing happen, and it's entirely based on how well you're doing. There's no fixed fee. You don't have to. I mean, we should really do a compare and contrast, which we haven't done. Typically, you've got to pony up a lot of money to have anybody take over your account up front. Typically, you are signing a contract. And these are not necessarily short contracts. They can be a year.
Yeah, the shortest I've seen is like at least 3 months, and then you have fixed fees for at least 3 months that you're working off of for any decent agency to work on it.
Yeah, and that's the short end of it. And
yeah.
It, you know, it makes sense because, you know, they're using a lot of manpower, or they got, you know, crazy overhead because of that. So, you know, what they're doing makes sense, but it's what makes more sense from our point of view as the people buying the service is no contract, is no setup fee, is I want to pay based on the performance, not based on some, you know, set thing that I've got to, you know, write out every month. You know, the more management, the more money you're making, the more resources you're going to have to put into this. But it's your fees are based on how well you're doing, which is pretty, you know, I don't know how much fairer it gets than that in the marketing world. Usually you just have to pay no matter whether you succeed or fail. And in this case, it's proportional to how well you're doing. So Scott will explain all that to you. He'll be the guy, you know, that you'll be contacting. He'll set up the free audit for you. He'll give you the results of that audit, and he'll be your go-to guy as you're exploring this new world. And you know, I'm gonna say I called the original pay-per-click revolution pretty early. A lot of the best pay-per-click people out there, Perry Marshall and all his guys, including Howie Jacobson, a whole bunch of other really bright pay-per-click people, are all graduates of our trainings. And I'm kind of going out on a limb here by saying this is the next phase of the evolution of pay-per-click, but I'm willing to take the risk because, you know, I've looked into this at great length. Now it's I don't know, it's coming up on 2 years I've been looking at it. And it just it just gets better and better. So if you're hearing this recording, go to thesystemseminar.com/autoppc, and that will connect you to what you have to do to get the free audit in motion. David and Scott, always great to talk with you. Thank you for inventing something powerful and new to make our lives easier. I appreciate it. My clients appreciate it. I know Ben appreciates it. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.